Let me begin our final story today explaining what a Stolperstein is. It's a stone that commemorates someone who died as a victim of Nazi oppression. They're made by a German artist who has been doing this for years. Thousands of these stones are now installed across Europe. They are usually placed with the financial support of the family of the person being honored. One such person is a woman named Juliana Gärtner. She was born near Mainz, Germany in 1859. In 1942, she was one of thousands of Jews rounded up by the Nazis. Gärtner was sent to the Theresienstadt concentration camp in what is now the Czech Republic. She died in the camp that same year. Today, in Mainz, a memorial stone inscribed with her name was unveiled. Journalist Naomi Lewin was on hand. And Naomi, this is very personal for you because Juliana Gärtner was your great-grandmother, and her life story is remarkable. Just paint a picture of who she was.
This was a woman who gave birth to three children, three sons. Two of them, the older one and the younger one, were both killed in the First World War. The only surviving son was her middle son, my grandfather, Willy Gärtner. And in the aftermath of Kristallnacht, the Gestapo rounded up all the Jewish men in Germany, including my grandfather, Willy Gärtner.
This is in 1938.
Every Friday night, my mother would go with her grandparents to have Shabbat, Sabbath, to have dinner with them at the home of my mother's grandparents, so Juliana and Simon Gärtner. And that day, my mother had to show up with her mother, but without my grandfather, and they had no idea how they were going to explain it, that he was not there to have dinner with his parents. My grandmother was a very direct woman. She just kind of blurted it right out. Willy was rounded up. And my great-grandmother, Juliana Gärtner, did not hesitate for a moment. She put her hat on her head, said to her husband, "Komm, Schatz, come, my dear, we're going to the Gestapo." 1938, an 80-year-old Jewish woman marching into the Gestapo. This was completely unheard of.
Yeah, right. Not exactly advised.
No. So they all set out, the four of them, my mother, her mother, and my mother's grandparents, plus the Dachshund, Waldmann. They set out for the Clara Straße, which is where the Gestapo kept prisoners in the basement of a very imposing building. And Juliana went in by herself. The others walked up and down for 15 minutes in the Clara Straße, waiting what seemed like an eternity to them. And then when she came out, she said, "I told them that I gave two sons to Germany in the World War, and they had to give me back my only remaining son." And they promised her that they would.
Extraordinary.
And they started home again. And all of a sudden, they heard the family whistle behind them. And it was my grandfather.
Did you ever meet your grandfather?
Oh, yes. I grew up with my grandparents. Absolutely.
What did he tell you about where that courage of your great-grandmother came from?
It was really the great sadness of his life that he was never able to get her out of Germany. He tried, he wrote letters, he even wrote a letter to Joseph Kennedy, and he did not succeed before she was deported to Theresienstadt, which is where she died.
Yeah. So now this recognition has come for your great-grandmother as well as your great-grandfather, but why now?
An artist named Gunther Demnig, I had a talk with him today. He started out, he was laying something in the sidewalk for the gypsies, and some woman came along saying, "There were never gypsies here." And he showed her that he had proof that they had deported hundreds of gypsies. And that was when he got the idea that it was really important for people in Germany to know that there had been people living ordinary lives in all these places, and that people needed to remember that.
So let's just get a taste of the ceremony where you were invited to speak.
Ich heiße Naomi Juliana Lewin. Juliana und Simon Gärtner waren meine Urgroßeltern.
So obviously that's in German, Naomi. Tell us what you said.
Well, I told the story. I said that I was Naomi Juliana, obviously named for Juliana, and that I was really happy to be back with my sisters. I said I was very happy that people would now stumble, because that's the name of these stumbling stones, stumble across the message delivered by the lives of our great-grandparents.
Just tell me what this moment means to you, Naomi. Is it pride or is it sadness?
I was very surprised to find myself moved to tears by it. You know, I grew up with the story of Juliana and her courage, and I feel proud to be carrying on her name. It was sort of a coming full circle and a recognition of these people who were an important part of the city. My grandfather had a wine business with my great-grandfather. That was their business. They were pillars of the community. Now they're in the sidewalk for people to see and remember.
Naomi Lewin telling us about her great-grandmother, Juliana Gärtner. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. This music is a Mozart nocturne. It's performed by three students from a local high school. They perform at all the ceremonies.
And that's all from us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.